SLB Radio in Pittsburgh presents From There to Here. Stories of men and women born in other countries who now live in Pittsburgh.
I was born in Zambia.
In Chile.
Taiwan.
I moved to the U.S. from Iran when I was 11 years old.
In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it.
When I was growing up, my mom's parents lived with us in the same house. It's very common in Ukraine. And my dad's parents.
The good part of being an immigrant is that you meet people from all over the world, which are in the same situation as you.
On this episode, Barbara Watson. Growing up in England during World War II, Barbara recalls how air raid drills were common during her childhood. Several years after the war, she and her husband moved to Pittsburgh, and she became a U.S. citizen. Here's Barbara's story.
My name is Barbara Watson. I was born in 1933, a long time ago, in Newcastle-on-Tyne. I grew up about 3 miles outside of Newcastle, which is a large city, rather like Pittsburgh. It was quite a small village. It was called Gosforth. I had one sister who was 15 months older than I. My father died at the beginning of the war in 1940, and so my mum and my sister and I were it. In my area, the Roman Wall, it's called Hadrian's Wall. It's a stone wall that still exists going back to Roman times. They built this wall across England, and they built roads. The Great North Road runs from London to Scotland, right through Newcastle. My father's father was a miner, and he went into the mines as a very young boy, I think about 8. At age 12, he left the mine and he went to South Africa to mine in the diamond mines. And he came back when he was about 19, 20, and had made enough money in those years in the diamond mines to buy 2 pubs. And he never went back in the mines again for the rest of his life. I suppose that the war was a big part of my childhood. I was 6 in England in 1939, and my sister and I were evacuated in October of 1939 to a country area away from the city and away from the air raids. So we were there for about 8 months, and then we were brought back. By that time, my father was dead. I have a lot of memories. One of the earliest ones was being carried out of bed into the air raid shelter. We had an air raid shelter inside as well as outside, and we used the inside one because the outside one was so cold and damp. But we had a shelter fitted out under the stairs, and there we had games and crackers and things like that that we could munch on during the air raids. And at school, we had shelters at the end of the schoolyard where we played. And then when the air raid siren went off, we would all line up and sort of march to the air raid shelter there. And it was like eating and living and breathing. It was part of our life. And no, I don't remember being really scared. We were very involved in the war effort. And in school, we would draw maps of where the troops were. It was a much closer association with the war than we have with the wars that are going on at the moment. But I don't really remember being frightened. We were strictly rationed, of course, during the war. The fare was very plain. It was roast beef and Yorkshire pudding and scones and trifle. It's a sort of fancy dessert with layers of sponge cake and fruit and custard and cream. I was 12 when the war ended, but there was no sort of influence from other countries at that point. When I was 16, we moved from Gosforth to the coast. My mother and sister and I opened up a boarding house, really, where we took in students. And one of the students that came was my future husband. And we married, and then we moved to Cambridge, and we had our first child there. England was sort of very austere at that time. Following the war, there was a lot of damage, and so there was a lot of rebuilding was going on. And so we decided we would like to come to the United States. I had an aunt here in Pittsburgh, and she sponsored us. You either had to have a job or you had to have a sponsor. And so we arrived in Pittsburgh, October of 1955. We came over with one child, 11 months, and we had three children here. First impressions, I remember arriving in New York. We came by ship and seeing the skyline, the huge buildings that I wasn't used to seeing, the skyscrapers, Statue of Liberty. And then I think an impression on the way from New York to Pittsburgh were the cars. All of the cars looked so big and colorful. When we arrived, we had work permits, and so my husband got a job. I didn't work. In those days, it was sort of accepted that you were a stay-at-home mom. We didn't become citizens right away. I think you have to be here for about 5 years. And people would say, why is it taking you so long? Well, one of the questions or one of the things that you have to do when you become a citizen is to denounce the country of your birth. And this was a very difficult thing for us to do. So it took us that long time. And the reason that we became citizens was because we wanted to vote. It was not easy in those early years. We made the decision to come, and after 5 years, we talked about going back, but we made the decision to stay. The main difference I found when we first came here was it was just a faster pace of life than it was in England. That was something we had to get used to. That what we missed most when we came here was family. Aunts, uncles, cousins, we left them all behind. People would say, as soon as I opened my mouth, they would say, well, where are you from? You know, we love to hear you speak. My husband, you know, speaks a different dialect to me because he was brought up in the South. And it was interesting to me, too, the Pittsburgh dialect is different from West Virginia. In West Virginia, it was really different. I think opportunities, you know, they call it the land of opportunity. And there were opportunities to further your education and travel and meet all kinds of people. Least favorite gets a little political because I don't like the ability to access guns. Probably one of my least favorite things here.
This episode is based on an interview conducted by Julia, Josh, and Rachel from Winchester Thurston School. To learn more about SLB Radio, visit slbradio.org.